What's up, everyone? This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we have a model from Sacramento. Do you want to introduce yourself, brother?
What's up, Tsunami? What's up? What's up, man? You know, definitely grateful to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate the conversation. I go by Sean P. My Instagram handle and Twitter handle and all social media platforms, TikTok, everything is Sean P underscore fashion.
For sure, for sure. Thank you for coming into our interviews. We like to interview creatives who are making an impact or just, you know, coming out into the community, you know, trying to make their moves. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been doing a fashion and film industry work for basically the last 4 or 5 years. You know, started doing a lot of like PR modeling and modeling for different brands, stores, companies, different things like that. Then got into runway modeling and doing a lot of different campaigns. And then also that really actually got me into wardrobe styling, you know, to the point to where, you know, I would be on different sets, film and movie sets, and I really, really love being able to help people, you know, when it comes to feeling fresh, feeling confident in their clothing. So that's what also really got me into the wardrobe and being able to style folks' wardrobe, style folks for different events and different things that they're doing, you know, to help me build up my clientele as well, and, you know, working hard in that. And then that actually, you know, kind of fast forward got me into working on films with different directors and on different crews and different sets. You know, really, really honing in on my craft with costume design and costume styling and, you know, and with wardrobe. You know, I really love working with a lot of different people. So
for sure, for sure. Were you born and raised in
Sacramento? Born and raised in Sacramento, man. Born and raised in Sacramento. I do. I love our city. I love my city. I love my hometown. You know, I do a lot of work in LA and New York and back and forth, but Sacramento, you know, my home base. I mean, you know, I love Sacramento and really, you know, feeling like I'm making an impact, you know, in my community. So
How does Sacramento influence you and what you do?
See, so Sacramento to me, you know, and for me has always been a place for creatives, a place for family, community, art, music, fashion, you name it, sports as well. You know, there's always been a lot of talent in Sacramento, and Sacramento is a big city. So, you know, for me, I've always drawn inspiration from the people that I've met, people I run into, different connections I've made over the years. You know, I mean, I played basketball in middle school and high school and college. So, you know, there's always different influences from the sports realm. And I also did music in high school and college as well. So I've always drawn inspiration from different fields and different people I've ran into, you know, and just a lot of different studying that I do and research that I do about the world and about life and about fashion and about clothing and quality. And, you know, I grew up a thrift kid. You know, I grew up going to different vintage stores, going to different thrift stores with my mom. And, you know, that was always really, you know, big inspiration for me. And I think from growing up, and I always had an eye for the fashion. I always had an eye for style and putting things together in a certain unique way. So for me, it's always come pretty naturally to me, but I've also really honed in on this craft, you know, to really make it into a career. So, yeah.
What inspired you to go into fashion and modeling?
So, you know, it's kind of crazy because, like I said, I feel like I've definitely always had the eye for it, but I feel like to really, what's really inspired me is just the really wanting to help people show that you can do different things with your clothing, do different things with fashion, do different things when it comes to styling your pieces and styling fashion. And, you know, and I've always been a proponent of vintage, thrift, upcycle, recycle, and giving back. So to me, those are a lot of the reasons, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about the people. It's about, you know, the connections that you make with folks. It's about, you know, how to inspire others, you know, to be able to feel confident in their clothing and really feel good about themselves. Because I always feel like, you know, internally, what you express externally from your clothing is really how you feel about yourself. You know, at the end of the day, how you carry yourself. And for me, you know, it's a confidence thing at the end of the day. You know, when you walk in a room, it's your room. You know what I mean? You know, and just really stepping and coming into your own when it comes to the clothing as well. So, you know, I always tell all my clients, you know, at the end of the day, the clothes don't wear you. You know, you wear the clothes. So.
Talk a little bit more about your experiences in New York. And you said L.A. awesome.
Yeah, so a lot of my experiences, you know, in L.A. and New York over the years, you know, just being able to meet, you know, different directors, different designers, different photographers, and fellow models as well, you know, on different sets and various sets. It's really been, it's been humbling, but also really, really been inspiring as well to continue the work that I do, just from a lot of the experiences that I've had with being, you know, in front of the camera, also behind the scenes, working with different models and styling different models on runways, also being able to, you know, work on short films, feature films, different TV series, and things of that nature. So to really gain a lot of that experience has been fruitful and exhilarating. I mean, just really, really exciting to continue the trajectory and to really, really see where, you know, where the rest of my career in fashion and film goes.
How would you say, like, the New York fashion industry differs from, like, the Pacific and fashion industry?
Yeah, so to me, and, you know, speaking specifically, you know, from my experiences, you know, when it comes to the East Coast, you know, New York, I mean, that's the Mecca. You know, that's the Mecca of basketball. That's the Mecca of fashion. And there's also a lot of influence musically as well. Artists and fashion, you know, almost converge into one. There's so much inspiration from music out there on the East Coast and in New York specifically. You know, when you're going to different design studios and, you know, you're bumping into folks at a cafe, you know, and at a restaurant. So the environment, also the community, you know, you see different unique pieces, even at a little small shop in the boroughs out there. You know, I mean, you're really getting in tune with the different people, and especially culturally, the type of folks that you're connecting with and that you're interacting with on the East Coast. You know, you're running into a lot of different, it's like a melting pot, you know, as well. So, and I think that's where it differs a little bit. Now, obviously in California, you know, you have your fair share of different and various cultures as well. You know, I think New York to me is grungy. You know, there's grit, there's a lot of influence for streetwear, you know, in LA, relax, laid back, a little bit more upscale luxury type wear and type of aesthetic. So, you know, that's where it differs, but also in both positive ways, just, you know, two different coasts.
Which one do you prefer personally?
Which coast do I prefer? You know, I like both.
I'm gonna put you on the spot, like,
you know, no, it's good. I'm gonna be diplomatic. You know, I like both. I love my LA folks. I love my New York folks, you know, and same thing with Sacramento. I love my Sacramento folks, you know, so I don't have a preference of coast. You know, my mom grew up in New Jersey. So I always, you know, traveled a lot to the New Jersey area, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., you know, New York as well. So
you have a lot of experience in the East Coast?
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, I mean, I love the East Coast. I always have, you know, a real, real soft spot for the East Coast. You know, a lot of my cousins out there, growing up, they would always, you know, there would be different little nuances with fashion too, you know, where they would show me. You know, they'd always be like, you know, okay, Sean P traveling from the West Coast over here, you know, we got to put him on to some stuff over here on the East Coast. So, you know, that's where, you know, a lot of inspiration came from as well too. You know, shout out to my people, you know, on the East Coast.
For sure, for sure. So what are some of your biggest projects or some of your most notable or your proudest projects that you've worked on?
Yeah, so some of my, you know, I can go even most recently and, you know, whatnot. You know, I've done a PR partnership with Thompson Tees. You know, they have sweatproof, sweatmark t-shirts. That's what I've done recently. Also worked on, you know, multiple short films over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. You know, with various directors and different casts, you know, really being able to get to know people, really being able to get to know a lot of different and read different scripts, you know, when it comes to films and really honing in on my craft with that. You know, I just walked in on the runway for a brand, Code by Gentry, at LA Fashion Week in October of 2024. So that was really, really a fun time, great experience, met a lot of folks there. I also styled and sourced models in 2022 at LA Fashion Week as well for Layu Design. And that was like a luxury, resort luxury style type brand of collection for a lady that goes by Lashana Lintamo. So that was, you know, a really, really fun experience as well too. I did wardrobe styling and costume design for my first short film just a couple years ago. So, and that short film actually ended up winning an award for one of the best short films at the San Francisco Film Festival. So that was also good. You know, one of the first opportunities that I had was for a brand named called Deproxen. And it was kind of like a grungy, almost like subculture, underground culture type of brand in Sacramento. That was, you know, kind of actually one of my first experiences as well. And then I still do a lot of like PR stuff and influencing for Freestyle Clothing Exchange, which is a, and they've actually extended out to Santa Cruz. They have a location in Santa Cruz, Reno, Roseville, Folsom, obviously in Sacramento as well, too, in downtown. So I've worked with them since the beginning. I started working with them in 2020, doing different PR and influencing and content creating for as well, too. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, continuing to build.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
On what I've been doing as well, so.
Yeah, for sure. How would you describe your creative style or your personal style?
So for my creative style, my personal style, you know, I'm a real eclectic type of person, eclectic type of personality as well, too. So, you know, I would say my style, very wide range, you know, when it comes to, you know, sometimes I like, you know, doing a little bit more streetwear or a little bit more minimalist. You know, I love doing, you know, kind of grandpa eclectic aesthetic. You know, I really like leaning into streetwear mixed with grunge. You know, I like doing, you know, a lot of things like that. A lot of cropped and cut off things and oversized pants. You know, I also really love wearing, you know, kind of the dapper down and some slacks, you know, with a blazer or a cardigan, you know, and a grandpa sweater. You know, I really, really always love kind of the old school vintage like crew necks. So that, you know, like the colleges, they have like the college football or college basketball on the crew necks. I love, those are always some of my favorite pieces personally that, you know, I've always kept as well. So yeah, no, it's been, you know, it's been really good. I actually, you know, it's kind of funny you brought that up too. The, something else that was fun, that I did some PR for a brand, called, Bonobos. And they're actually in Sacramento. They have a location. And then they're kind of got some other locations around the U.S. Kind of reminds me of like an upscale PacSun Bonobos. So, and they have a location on R Street in Sacramento. So I've worked with them as well, too. So,
Do you want to describe the brand of the sweater you're wearing? Very nice.
So this right here, this actually I found in Santa Cruz. Had no tag on it, which was crazy. So to me, I was like, what I love about stuff like this is, and it came a little bit oversized, I ended up cropping it myself, making it a little bit better of a fit. And I kind of like when it's a little bit like cropped and boxy type fit, because like it allows me to do a lot with it, and then I can layer, you know, some of the necklaces on top as well too, and just have some, you know, different grunge style type rings on as well, bracelet. I actually made this myself out of some, it was like some old school like bike chainish type of stuff. So yeah, you know.
For sure. What's your experience working with other local photographers and models and designers?
Yeah, so my experience has always been.
How was your experience?
How was my experience? Yeah, no, my experience is working with other photographers, models has always been, you know, really. I've always really enjoyed it. You know, I like being able to interact with different people. I like being able to interact with various cultures and, you know, different backgrounds. And I also like really being able to truly understand, you know, especially with a lot of my clients as well too. I always really like to understand. What is someone's relationship with fashion? What is someone's relationship internally with their own self-esteem and confidence, you know, and really wanting to put those, because fashion and your self-confidence really ties together. How you carry yourself, you know, how you like to present yourself as well, you know, you know, your charisma, your persona, you know, what it really means to be you at the end of the day. So a lot of those experiences, you know, I feel like I've grown from, you know, a lot of those experiences as well with just interacting with different people. And I've learned a lot from various photographers, various directors, and really, you know, have learned, you know, some game as well, you know, from some of the OGs, you know, that, you know, have been in fashion as well too, especially locally. So, yeah.
For sure. Are there anybody that you're looking forward to working with?
So eventually, so I've been to New York Fashion Week, once as a model, once as a stylist. I've been to LA Fashion Week once as a model, once as a stylist. So my next big goal is I got to get to Milan. I got to get to Paris Fashion Week. That's really the next that's on my, I'm not too much of a bucket list type of person, you know, because I really, when I set my mind to a goal, I accomplish it. When I set my mind to a goal, I achieve it. And at the end of the day, I'm always thinking like, you know, how can I improve? You know, I'm still hungry. I want to still learn even more about my craft. I actually really want to start getting into doing voiceovers, you know, for actors and actresses and stuff like that. And for characters in movies, films, and TV shows. I really want to do that at some point as well, too. So I'm just trying to continue adding to my repertoire so I can really be available to be able to do a multitude of things in the fashion and film realm and industries But yeah, I really, that's my next. Getting to Milan, getting to Paris, being able to work with, you know, Versace, Gucci, you know, things of that nature, like to really, you know, to really be out there and see where that can go. So, you know, I want to get out there one day for that.
Are there any local creatives that you admire or you collaborate often with?
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, there's you know, one photographer that I've worked with before, Kevin Gomez Jr. Shout out to Kevin, Mace Tremaine, Mace Trigger out here in Sacramento as well too. You know, like I said earlier, I love my Freestyle Clothing Exchange family. You know, I always done really, really good work with them and collaboration with them. I love Shop Old Gold on R Street. Mm-hmm. You know, if folks haven't checked that out, they gotta check that out. You know, there's a couple boutiques down on J Street as well too. And yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's definitely some different creatives that are coming up. You know, one of my friends, you know, she's a really great photographer. She goes by Lauren Marcel. She actually, you know, really was one of the first ones and one of the first photographers I've worked with as well back in the day. And, you know, I've learned a lot from her and, you know, she, you know, always, you know, done a really good job when we've done collaborative efforts. So.
How long have you been modeling and designing?
So,
or not designing, you said,
like in wardrobe styling.
Styling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I've been doing that basically since about 2020, just about. Yeah, modeling and wardrobe styling, PR modeling, campaign modeling, runway modeling, wardrobe styling, runway styling, personal shopper, secret shopper, clientele. I mean, I do a lot. And then on films as well. So films, I've been doing wardrobe styling and costume styling on films for basically about the last 3 years. And then in totality, modeling and fashion since 2020. So.
For sure.
Yep.
Let's see what we got. Do you have any upcoming projects that you're excited about, that you're working on?
Yeah, so can't let the cat out the bag for a few. You know, there's a few projects coming up. I may be at New York Fashion Week again later this year. So that, you know, that will be an exciting experience once again. I also... yeah, there, like I said, there's a couple projects that I can't quite, you know, let that out the bag just yet. But there'll be some PR modeling type of projects. And then as well as there's three more films that I'm already doing wardrobe styling for and working on as of now, too. So
for sure. That sounds exciting. Yeah. Really looking forward to that. We'll be wrapping this up soon, but where do you see yourself in the next few years?
In the next few years, you know, definitely still doing fashion and film work. You know, I really, like I said earlier, I definitely want to extend it out into, you know, doing, you know, voiceovers. I really, really, really want to do that, you know, for different characters. And
if you could voice act any character, who would it be? Dream voice acting job.
You know what's crazy? I don't really have a specific one. I want to be able to. I know I have different inflection within my voice as well, and I feel like I want to use that talent. You know, I want to use that natural and God given ability. You know, you know, and use it for good.
For sure.
But I definitely want to. I want to really start working on starting to do a coat drive. Annual coat drive out in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I had recently, over the last few months, had got booked to speak to kids at, you know, a couple different high schools. So that, you know, really inspired me into, you know, really trying to, you know, mentor young kids, speak to young kids about fashion and film and their different interests. And I feel like, you know, putting together an annual giving back something or annual coat drive or canned food drive specifically, you know, in relation to fashion or something of that realm. I'm still kind of working on the plan on that, but that's a goal, you know, that I really, really want to, you know, achieve. So that's what I see as well too. And, you know, working on wardrobe for, you know, adding to my clientele, helping people, you know, impacting, you know, the community within Sacramento, as well as, you know, different areas in LA and New York. And, you know, and getting out to Paris Fashion Week and really doing some work out there, either modeling or styling. So.
For sure. Yeah, we're excited to hear about that. Do you have any advice for up-and-coming models who may be looking to follow a similar path that you are on, like going to fashion weeks, you know, getting booked? That's really interesting. Like you said, you're getting booked even at high schools to give, like, you know, speeches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, any advice, I would say, you know, really hone in on your craft. Whatever your craft is, whatever your passion and your interests are, really hone in on those. Do some research, do some studying, you know, figure out how you can take what you really love to do or what you really like to do or what you're interested in or what your passion is. See how you can impact someone else. See how you can inspire the next person. See how you can inspire someone else by helping them, you know, with what they're going through. At the end of the day, it's about community. You know, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I'm at just by myself without running into someone or connecting with someone or a company or brand seeing what I do and loving, you know, what I do and the person that I am and what I stand for when it comes to being a representation of fashion. I mean, at the end of the day, that's how I see myself. I see myself as representing fashion to the highest ability, to the highest of quality, to the highest of standards. So I feel like it's always really important to have integrity in that and also understand who you are, understand where you come from, understand that where you come from should inspire you, you know, in different ways and in different light. And yeah, it's not about the individual. It's about everyone else. You know, I'm the vessel, you know what I mean? I'm the vessel to continue help carrying, you know, the in the fashion realm. So.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man.
Taking this interview, learned a lot about the modeling industry, you know. Looking forward to seeing you at Fashion Frequency.
Yeah, of course. I can't wait. That's gonna be coming up, and it's gonna be a great experience.
Last one was a great time. One of them, like, man, I'm like, I had a lot of fun at my own event. Shit.
Yeah, see, and you should. That's the year you should. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait for that. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tsunami.
Good job, Jabari.